This week's episode is brought to you with the support of Bureau Veritas.
At Bureau Veritas, each and every one of us is by your side to help you navigate your decarbonisation journey and shape a better maritime world.
This is Green Seas, the podcast by Tradewinds about sustainability and the business of the ocean. I'm Eric Priante Martin, and today we look at the EU carbon roller coaster. Last summer, as shipping was gearing up to enter the European Union's Emissions Trading System, also known as ETS, by the end of the year, I reached out to Mattia Ferracchiato. He's a veteran emissions trader who's now head of the Geneva-based carbon desk at BRS Shipbrokers. And he had this forecast at the time. At some point, prices for carbon credits that shipping companies had to start buying for European voyages starting in January would have to go up. First, they'd come down.
I remember that people were saying, yeah, buy now because the price is going up. And we were actually saying, no, wait, because the price is going down. So I'm quite glad that it was my first right forecast.
He's joking, of course. I'm sure it wasn't his first correct forecast. But at that time, even the most bearish of analysts was not expecting what are known as EU allowances to fall as far as they have. EU carbon prices reached as high as 101 euros, or about $109, per ton of CO2 last year. Those allowance prices fell to about 50 euros in February. The carbon market is a roller coaster of volatility, and it's on the way back up. But what happened, and where are they headed? And what does it mean for shipping? So why did Ferracchiato think last summer that prices were going to come down? Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022 shook up energy markets. Natural gas prices soared, power plants in the EU turned to coal. More fossil fuels means more carbon emissions, and thus more demand for EU allowances. So prices went up. But then last year, fossil fuel power production was coming back down. There was a long summer, and winter was mild. Plus, Ferracchiato said regulation called REPowerEU, which Brussels passed to respond to the energy crisis caused by the Ukraine conflict, meant that there were more carbon credits in the daily auctions. And the gradual way in which shipping is being added to the system also had an impact. This year, shipping companies only have to buy credits for 40% of the emissions that they'll eventually have to cover when the system is fully phased in.
But at the same time, we are distributing 78 million tons of CO2 through the auctions of so which means that what we are injecting in the market to welcome this new sector is bigger than what is the demand from the shipping itself. So all the combination of factors push the price down. If you ask me where I was expecting 50 something, I would say no, not so good, but definitely a range of 60 to 60, 70 range was in my mind.
But Ferracchiato said 50 euros per ton looks like the floor. That's because it's an important psychological barrier and because EU regulators don't want to let the price to go further than this. And he said these prices could last until the beginning of the fall. That means this could be a buying opportunity, even though shipping companies typically pass on carbon costs to their customers. What these companies do in practice can vary.
The interaction between shipping companies and the ETS is quite heterogeneous at this stage. So we have a bit of everything. We have seen customers buying enough allowances to cover more than the 2024 needs. Which means that they are long already. They have more units than what they need. And at the same time, we see customers trying to hedge per voyage emissions with the low and small and little purchases made every week. Of course, if you know that the trend is upward and the trajectory is bullish on the long term, buying and hedging the CO2 now and buying more carbon for the future could be a good idea. I don't think, though, that these companies, of course, in the future will apply some discounts just because they have bought carbon at a lower prices. So probably they will include the future carbon cost into the freights and make some profits on margin. So that's what I expect, and that's what I will do.
For some, volatility in carbon markets should come as no surprise. Frédéric Bottillier is head of shipping at Virtus Environmental Finance, and he told me that volatility has been a feature of the EU allowance market since the beginning. But there's a pattern to the ups and downs of carbon prices. They often follow a natural gas price benchmark known as TTF. But why?
It's probably due to the fact that, for example, if the natural gas price is going ballistic, and we've seen that after the invasion of the Ukraine by Russia, the energy price went ballistic. And actually, in the energy sector, some of the German coal and gas plant switched to coal. And they started to burn coal, which obviously produced much more emission, which obviously is then pushing some additional pressure on EUA, because you're going to need to buy more EUA to cover more emissions.
Where is that volatility going to send prices now? Although allowance prices are starting to recover, Bottelier said that the market is still in a net short position, meaning that investors are still betting on a decline. And that could lead to what is known as a short squeeze that leads to a rapid rise. But he said, the EU carbon market's fundamentals are still pointing in a bearish direction, which leads to a wide range of predictions for the months ahead.
I think, you know, long-term forecast is up. I mean, that I'm not making a mistake, that we all know that. I think, you know, we've seen people looking at 50 euros by the end of the year, other people looking at 70. I think we could certainly see something in the anywhere between 70 and 80 at the end of the year. But, you know, who am I? The fundamentals are still fairly bearish. So we could still also go south, and we'll see how it goes.
Even though shipping companies don't need to submit their 2024 carbon credits until September of next year, with prices like these, now is still the time to act.
What we are advocating to stakeholders, whether it's ship owners or charterers, is you should take that opportunity, because buying at the current market, you can't really make a mistake, because we are talking about not September 24 as a deadline for compliance, but September 2025. And again, Eric, if you manage to do your cost pass-through in the proper way, you're already covered. You have that included in your freight. You got paid for your freight. The EUAs are paid. They are in your account. That's it.
But what about the environmental goals of the EU emissions trading system? What do these low prices mean for efforts to push shipping to cut its greenhouse gas footprint? For the industry, the price plunge couldn't have happened at a better time. Shipping just started facing the need to pay for its greenhouse gas emissions, and the Suez Canal has become a war zone, leading to voyages that had already become longer because of the Ukraine conflict's impact on energy trades. Ferrichiato said that if you look at the industries that have already been in the emissions trading regime for some time, paying the carbon price will not alone push companies to decarbonize, although it may incentivize efficiency gains.
But if you want to get a real impact on the decarbonization of a sector, you need to include, you need to add on top a fuel target, a carbon intensity target, like we see in the road transportation, like we see in the energy sector, where in Europe they have energy efficiency targets as well.
And that's about to happen at the start of 2025. With the Fuel EU maritime legislation that will impose gradually tightening carbon intensity targets on shipping.
That is probably the direct which I expect to have a bigger impact. So the combination of ETS and Fuel EU will have a big impact on the decarbonization of the industry. ETS only? No, because the sector, or all the sectors, so not only shipping, will simply pass the cost to the end customer and recover the cost of the tax. So that's definitely, that is not the perfect tool to simulate a transition.
Read more about shipping and sustainability at tradewindsnews.com/sustainability. Music for this episode is by Coma Media from Pixabay.